by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah. Even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine. By the grace of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Hey viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our morning show, our morning program. It goes by the name of Rise and Shine. Yes, each and every one of you should know by now. Now, alhamdulillah, today's topic, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, inshallah, it shall be extremely beneficial. Something you will love, inshallah. Now, my dear viewers, as usual, we begin by listening to the beautiful verses of the Quran. Remember, many of us made the intention to listen or to recite the Quran daily. My dear viewers, just a reminder, please try to make it a habit of yours to regularly recite the glorious Quran. Let's move to the tilawat of the Quran. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد صدق الله العظيم.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. ريفوز أو مدريش الحمد لله عز وجل. You are watching Rise and Shine, and Rise and Shine, alhamdulillah, is all about removing the negativity of the past. Whatever may be on your mind, my dear viewers, to try to think positive, be positive, act productive, inshallah, azza wa jal. And yes, inshallah, azza wa jal, have a better day. Enjoy your day, my dear viewers, inshallah. But how? By spending it in accordance to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the prophetic teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Now today, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we're going to learn about something very, very important, something extremely important, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. It is regarding us, ourselves, regarding our children. So I think everybody has a role in this, my dear viewers. What I'm referring to, I won't tell you just now. First, inshallah, let's move on to the na'at of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And then we shall begin today's topic. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله. آئي پھر يا مدینے کی رولانے کے لیے آئی پھر یاد آئی پھر یاد مدینے کی رولانے تڑپ اٹھا دل تڑپ اٹھا ہے دربار میں جانے کے لیے دل تڑپ اٹھا ہے دربار میں جانے لجپال نے رسوا بھی کبھی ہونے دیا جب پکارا میں نے جب پکارا ہے انہیں آئے بچانے جب پکارا انہیں آئے ہیں بچانے کے لیے دل تڑپ اٹھا دل تڑپ اٹھا دل تڑپ اٹھا دل تڑپ اٹھا ہے دربار میں جانے کے لیے غم نہیں چھوڑتے یہ سارا زمانہ مجھ کو میرے آقا میرے آقا تو ہے سینے سے لگانے کے لیے میرے آقا زلفوں والے آقا میرے آقا امام والے آقا میرے آقا داڑھی والے آقا میرے آقا میرے آقا صدیق کے آقا میرے آقا میرے آقا فاروق کے آقا میرے آقا عثمان کے آقا مولا علی کے آقا میرے آقا میرے آقا تو سینے سے لگانے کے لیے یہ تو بس ان کا کرم ہے کہ وہ سن لیتے ہیں کرنا یہ لب کہاں پری یاد سنانے کے لیے ورنہ یہ لب کہاں پری یاد سنانے کے لیے بخش دی نات کی دولت بریا کان مجھے بخش دی نات کی دولت نے مجھے کتنا پیارا ہے وسیلہ انہیں پانے کے لیے کتنا پیارا ہو کتنا پیارا پیارا کتنا پیارا ہے وسیلہ انہیں پانے کے لیے دل تڑپ مجھ گناہ گاروں خطا کار کو میں ہے شرم عدیل مجھ گناہ گاروں خطا کار کو محشر میں عدیل ہوں گے موجود ہوں گے موجود ہاں ہاں ہوں گے موجود ہوں گے موجود وہ دامن میں چھپانے کے دیے آئی پھر یاد مدینے کی رولانے کے لیے دل تڑپ اٹھا ہے دربار میں جانے کے لیے آئی پھر
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. My dear viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah, we have listened to the Na'at of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, quite a beautiful one. Now to introduce today's topic, I have not told you as of yet what today's topic is, what inshallah azzawajal I shall be speaking about today. Not only I, inshallah azzawajal, if you are joined by our guest, the Braze Bear, also very soon, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. Now, what is today's topic, my dear viewers of Madani channel? Today, inshallah azza wa jal, I shall be speaking about naming children. Naming your child, naming your niece, naming your grandchild, naming, you know, it's never the other way around. You're never naming your father, you're never naming your uncles, my dear viewers, but newborns. And in fact, it's not always newborns. It's also those people who previously were given a bad name and they are to change their names. Because we learn from the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam that he would change names. Now we generally begin with a parable. It's mentioned that once the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, he sent for a she-camel. He sent somebody to bring a she-camel. And then he asked for this she-camel to be milked. He said, who will milk the she-camel? And one person said, Ya Rasulullah, I will. The Prophet ﷺ asked him his name. He replied that my name is Murrah. And Murrah means to be bitter. Murrah means bitter, my dear viewers. So Rasulullah ﷺ then said to him, no, somebody else. So you know, you take a seat, somebody else. And another person said, Ya Rasulullah, me, I will. His name was Jamrah. Jamrah means a glowing ember. Jamrah means a glowing ember. So the Prophet ﷺ said, no, not you. And then another person stood up. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I will. The Prophet ﷺ asked him his name. He replied, Ya'ish, a person who lives life. The Prophet ﷺ said, yes, you can milk the she-camel. Now, my dear viewers of Madani's channel, the moral and what we learn from this story is very, very important. It was not a personal dislike, any personal animosity or envy, any hatred that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam possessed. No, never, my dear viewers of Allah, for the person himself, no. But it was rather due to the name a person had. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for this reason, due to one person having a good name, another having such a name which is not so good, and in fact this name Jamrah, inshallah, we shall come to hear of again very soon, my dear viewers. So on the one hand, having a good name, and in comparison to a person not having a good name, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave preference to that person with a good name. And my dear viewers of Madani channel, inshallah azza wa jal, today this is our topic, naming. Now, as I mentioned, it's not specific for children. Yes, obviously you need to give a name to your child. In fact, I've never heard of, neither, and I think, you know, close to impossible. Wouldn't say impossible, but close to impossible for a person not to have a name. Is it just subhanAllah, something which has just come to my mind now? I'm thinking, has there ever been a time where a person was not given a name? You know, imagine somebody was born and throughout their entire life not having their name. But this is, you could say, impossible in a way, my dear viewers. And why is this, subhanAllah? Because a name, let's just say they were not given an official name. A name doesn't mean somebody who was given an official name. No, it doesn't have to be official. It doesn't have to be on documents or anything. I'm talking about in this, you know, you will, for example, in this country, everybody will need a name. But I'm thinking even in the olden times, years, hundreds and years ago, when there was no official names, then was there anybody that did not have a name? I think this is impossible. Why? Because what is a name? What is a name? A name is something you call somebody by. So even, you know, everybody calling somebody by, well, anything, that's his name. Or even if they were to call him brother and he was to be known as brother, that would in a way become his name, my dear viewers of Madani channel. So I think there has never been in the entire history, I think, and I hope I'm correct because it seems like I am, that every person being born has always had a name. So this is definitely part of, inshallah, what we shall be speaking about today. Because nobody will be exempt from this case. Everybody has a name, my dear viewers. And in fact, this shows the importance to this also. That everybody has a name. Now, which name you choose is also very important. But other things are, some people, they were given a name which was one that was not in accordance to Sharia. This is one thing. There are some names which you are not allowed to keep, my dear viewers. And then there are other names which it is better not to have. There are other names which it is better to refrain from such names. And obviously then there are those names which you should keep, which could be a sunnah to keep, which, my dear viewers, will be rewardable if you have good intentions to keep. And so it could be a person who he had a bad name and then his name was changed. Or it could be, for example, a person who has accepted Islam. He's come into the fold of Islam. Now, before he had a non-Muslim name, and it's possible this non-Muslim name, Muslim name was also such a name. Now remember, sometimes people, they accepted Islam during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They accepted Islam and their names, because their names were fine, they had a good meaning to them, there was nothing wrong with them, they were not contrary to the Sharia, sometimes it would be left. For example, Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a great companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Before he accepted Islam, his name was Khalid. When he had accepted Islam, when he had embraced Islam, his name was Khalid. Hazrat Uthman, Hazrat Umar. In fact, the majority of the companions, my dear viewers of Najran, you know, it can continue. Hazrat Ali, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself gave him the name. So, my dear viewers of Madrin channel, now we learn from this that yes, if a person does embrace Islam, then sometimes, as long as his name is not wrong, it does not possess a wrong meaning, any bad meaning in it, then it's fine to for that person to keep the name. But many times what will happen is that a person will come into the folds of Islam and his name is not in accordance to the Sharia, or it's such a name which does not show that this person is a Muslim, my dear viewers of Madani channel, or it has a bad meaning to it. Then in this case, in fact, sometimes it's so wrong. For example, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he himself mentions this, that my name was Abdul Shams. My name was Abdul Shams. Now remember, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu was from Yemen. So when he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he stated that my name was Abdul Shams, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had given me the name of Abdul Rahman. Now, why is this important? Because Abdul Shams means what? The slave of the sun, or the worshipper of the sun, in a way. Because in them days, this is what Abdul referred to, my dear viewers of Allah. And there would be people who were sun worshippers. So for this reason, because it was contrary to that of Islam, the teachings of Islam, for this reason, Hazrat Abu Huraira, his title is Abu Huraira, his actual name, there's a difference of opinion. Some say Abdul Rahman, as in the Hadith Sharif. Some say it was Abdul Rahim. So he was given this name. Who is Rahman? Rahman is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, there's many things. There's one, naming a newborn child. There is a person who has a wrong name, for that name to be changed, inshallah, we shall hear about. And also somebody who has possibly embraced Islam and his name was completely wrong. Now, another example for a person who has embraced Islam, my dear viewers of Madani channel, is, for example, there was a person who Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, when groups of people were coming to accept Islam, there was one individual whose name was Abdul Uzza. His name was Abdul Lat wal Uzza. Now, Al-Lat and Al-Uzza, these are names of idols. These are names of idols. And this person, what was his name? Abdul Lat. Abdul means the slave of, the bondsman of. Abdul Lat wal Uzza, the slave of these idols. He came with 100 people. And the people said to him, they were not Muslims at this time, but they were intending to embrace the religion of Islam, to become Muslims. So they came towards Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They came to Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara and they said to the leader, they said, what we should do is, firstly, you go and approach the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then if you think it's good and everything is, you know, the way we've heard and Islam is really so brilliant, if you see something outstanding within him, then we will accept Islam, then call us also and we shall all accept Islam. So this person who is the leader, he approached Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said to him that, oh Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. You know, he said, you would say subahul khair, or you would say good morning generally. When you meet a person, you would say good morning. So this is what he said. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam replied that this is not the greeting of a Muslim. The greeting of a Muslim is assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. And then this person said, assalamu alaykum ya Rasulullah wa rahmatullah. He said, assalamu alaykum, O Messenger of Allah, and also the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam replied, wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Just this itself is not our topic, my dear viewers, but it's honestly so beautiful. So then, upon having given salam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied to this salam, you know, beginning with peace, my dear viewers, upon the inshallah, peace upon the person. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, what is your name? And he replies, as I have mentioned, that my name is Abdul Lat wal Uzza. That this is my name. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam replied that rather your name is Abu Rashid Abdul Rahman. That rather your name is Abu Rashid, meaning a Rashid is a guide. Rashid is a guide, my dear viewers of the channel. This was the person who has come with 100 people. And he says that no, your name is not Abdul Lat wal Uzza. Why? Because these are names which are names of non-Muslims. These are names which are completely contrary. Their meaning is completely contrary to the Sharia. Now, more people would be interested in names of children, my dear viewers. Speaking about names of children, the first thing is when a child is born, subhanAllah, there are the etiquettes which a person must go by. But there is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam which states that there are rights the child has, my dear viewers of the inshallah. You know, there's the rights of the parents, but there's also rights of the child. And the first right, and in fact it's mentioned as a gift. Remember, when you name somebody, this is very important. When you name somebody, you are giving them such a gift. Now, this is mentioned, it's a gift. You are giving them such a gift. If you were to give anybody a gift, you were to give them something which was brilliant, really. Let's just say you were to give them something even very expensive. You were to give them the new phone. Or you were to give them the new tablet. You were to give them the latest laptop. You know, you were to give them the best of clothing, the latest designer clothing. And that person would be extremely happy. You would be, wow, look how expensive this, you know, one cord costs thousands of pounds. He bought it, he purchased it for me. And that person would be extremely happy. But my dear viewers of Madani Channel, with time, things get old, naturally. That he will love it, he will wear it, and he will show everybody the nice coat he has, or the new phone he has, or the new tablet he has. He will really love it. But what will happen is, a year down the line, that's no longer the latest phone. That's no longer the latest coat. Now there's new designer coats from the same label, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. There's a new tablet, there's a new laptop. Whatever it is, it has become old. Yes, at that time it was brilliant. But my dear viewers of Madani Channel, imagine you could give somebody a gift, and this is such a gift which will never turn old. For example, you know, my name is Shabazz. And if, subhanAllah, it's been many years now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, but never have I thought, well, I don't think I have thought this, that no, my name is out of date now, I need a new name. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the first gift a parent gives to the child is their name. And this is such a gift which is not, you know, which does not have an expiry date to it. It is such a gift which will not go out of date after 1 year. It is such a gift which will remain forever. And in fact, not only in this life will this person be known. Wherever he's known by this. You know, if you were able to have the latest phone for the rest of your life, you would think, wow, you know, I've got the latest phone for the rest of my life. If everybody was to know you by that latest phone or by that latest designer, because these are just examples I'm giving, it could be anything. If everybody was to know you, you would be happy. Now, everybody in this world knows you by your name. People will know you. Yes, people have such things like pen names. There were some authors in the, you know, if you read, you know, those who studied history or English, they would know that there were such authors who, due to some reasons, they did not write the real name and they wrote other names. But this is still a name and of yours. And eventually they would be known by that name. So this is something which, if anybody knows you, they know you by this gift of yours. They know you by this. So anybody who knows me, you know, one is to know a person, and then as soon as they would know his name, they know that this name is attributed to this person. They would know you by your name. However, if you become famous, they know you by your name. Or even those people around you, they know you by name. If there was to be whatever they may be, it would be by your name. This is in this world. Your birth certificate to your, people even have a death certificate. Your name, my dear viewers. But even when you go into your grave, yes, there's a headstone, your name. But then, even in the Akhirah, when you shall be called, you shall be called by your name. When you will be made to come in front of everybody, the entire world, from the beginning of creation, everybody, you will be called by your name. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, this should really show the importance of a good name. Because imagine, on the day of judgment, we are made to stand, and the entire world, by entire world, I don't mean the 6 to 7 billion people who are alive now, I'm referring to the possibly billions, you know, many more billions from my dear viewers of Madani Channel, the beginning, from Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, the first man, the first human. Everybody shall be gathered. Everybody. And amongst everybody, your name and your father's name shall be called out. So would we not wish to have a good name? My dear viewers of Madani Channel, would you not wish to have a good name? Would your child or would your children not wish to have a good name? Would your children, undoubtedly they would wish this, my dear viewers. Imagine you were to give them such a name, which sometimes people are embarrassed by in this world. But more important, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, imagine when in front of everybody, a person has a bad name, he is called upon by that bad name, a name he does not like, a name which is contrary to the Sharia, to the teachings of Islam. And yes, on the Day of Judgment, everybody will know what's right, what's wrong. Imagine how that person would feel if his parents had given him or her a bad name. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, for those of you that are parents, for those of you that inshallah in future will be parents, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all those wishing to have children, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them children. But my dear viewers of Madani Channel, the importance of giving your child a good name, I hope you would have taken, you know, or understood a little about this, really. How important it is for us, for each and every single one of us, to give our children, our nephews and nieces a good name. To be honest, I've just been speaking about the importance that I've hardly said anything, my dear viewers. Let's go to our reminder, and then inshallah we shall come back to the topic of naming children. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Paddy Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our daily reminder. I want to start off today's daily reminder with this beautiful hadith that has been quoted in Sahih Muslim, reported by Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has said that the powerful is not the one who knocks down people. The companions asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayka wasallam, then who is powerful? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, the powerful is the one who controls himself when in anger. Subhanallah, what a beautiful reminder from the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. If that question was posed to us, who is the most powerful? You know, maybe we'll come out with the same, someone with big muscles, someone who goes to the gym every day, someone who's got a good body, you know, who's got muscles. No. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the one who is powerful is the one who could control his anger. And it's very, very important. Let me just mention this very short story, that once the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he went past some people and witnessed that they were competing to lift a stone. What is going on here? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam inquired. And the people, they said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this is the stone we considered as the stone of the powerful in the pre-Islamic era of ignorance. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, shall I not inform you of the most powerful amongst you? The most powerful amongst you all is the one who overcomes his anger. Now, a lot of the people, sometimes while they're angry, in anger, they'll do so many sins. MashaAllah, people revert to swearing, people will hit someone, they'll do violence, and sadly they'll do some many other actions. For example, taking the life of another person. Why? Because they were angry. And then we regret afterwards when someone calms down, then it's always regret. But that regret is no good. As they say, there's no point crying over spilt milk. Something that has happened. So as a Muslim, my dear Islam brothers, it's very important that we take this advice of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and we save ourselves from the problems and the humiliation of this world and the hereafter. Remember, whatever we do, if we start committing sins, this humiliation will be on the day of judgment as well, when we will have to read our book of deeds in front of the whole creation. And at that time, we will not be able to do so. Another very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in al-Musnad of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Amr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu reported that a person came to the merciful Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what can save me from the wrath of Allah azza wa jal? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, do not get angry. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we need to try to control our anger. We need to try to mellow down ourselves. In a situation where something happens against our will, or something happened that we didn't want that to happen, instead of getting angry and instead of making ourselves look like a fool in front of people, at that time, my dear Islam brothers, stay calm and inshallah azza wa jal, let the situation fizzle down, because that is inshallah azza wa jal better for us. I want to mention this last hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyiduna Wahab bin Munabbih radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated, it is stated in the Torah that when you get angry, remember me, and when I am in my wrath, I will remember you, and have patience when you are oppressed. My help for you is better than your own help for yourself. Move your hand, make efforts, the doors of sustenance will be opened for you. What a beautiful reminder, my dear Islam brothers, for me and you and all of us. Today, we are angry on the people of Allah Azza wa Jal. Just imagine, what if Allah Azza wa Jal is angry on us on the day of judgment? This life is temporary. We're going to die one day. Anyone who's made us angry, anyone who's done bad things to us, that will just fizzle out. That day will finish. Everything will be forgotten. But on the day of judgment, things will not be the same. Allah Azza wa Jal, if He starts to take revenge on us because of the bad things that we've done to people, then we are going to regret it. As a Muslim, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, let's all act upon this sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are many solutions to this problem. Number one, when you are angry, perform wuzu. When you are angry, perform two rakats of salah. When you are angry and you're standing up, sit down. If you're sitting down, you lay down. If something's happened at home, you know, a fight, our home breaks up, the best thing to do is to walk away from that situation. And in every situation, walk away from that. Even if people call you names, even if people, you know, call you that you're a loser, you're a softy, all that kind of stuff, a good Muslim is that the one who moves away from these kind of situations, because we are not here to please these people. We are here to please our Creator and our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us to act upon this daily reminder and to change our lives for the better, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. My dear viewers of Madani Shalom, viewers of Rise and Inshallah, Alhamdulillah, that was mashallah a beautiful reminder from our Hafiz Rifaqat Sahib. Now today we are speaking about naming children, naming people. My dear viewers, remember, names have a lasting effect. Names have a huge effect on the person themselves. It's mentioned, Imam Jalaluddin Asyuti al-Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentions in his book in regards to the uncles of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had four uncles who were known to be alive after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam received the revelation. One was Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one was Hazrat Abbas, one was Abu Lahab, and another, and Abu Lahab's name, a day viewers of Madinah Channel, this was not his real name, Abu Lahab, and there was another, Abu Talib. Now, Abu Talib's real name was Abd Manaf, and Abu Lahab's real name was Abdul Uzza. And Imam Jalaluddin Asyuti radiallahu ta'ala an, he states that one of the reasons why these, or Hazrat Abbas and Hazrat Hamza, came towards the folds of Islam was due to the effect of their name. And the others did not, again due to the effect of their name. This is the reason Imam Suyuti radiallahu ta'ala anhu states. Now, in order to get a better understanding really how names affect, this one is, wow, I was really amazed even whilst reading this. It said that Amir al-Mu'mineen Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he once asked a person his name, and the person said, my name is Jumrah. And then he said, okay, what is your father's name? He said, you know, it is Jumrah ibn Shihab, meaning my father's name is Shihab. Now, Jumrah is his name, his father's name is Shihab. Hazrat Umar radhiyallahu anhu then asked that, where are you from? And he replied that, I am from Al-Huraqa. The Hazrat Umar radhiyallahu anhu asked, where is your homeland? And he said, Hurratun Nar. Then Hazrat Umar radhiyallahu anhu, he asked that, where is this located? And he said that it is located in Zat al-Laza. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu then said that, rush to your people, for indeed they are burning. And when he went, he found that his family had been burnt. Now you would be thinking, you know, this seems quite strange, but to explain this, he said that my name is Jumrah. Jumrah means the glowing ember. Then he said his father's name was Shihab. Shihab means a flame. And then he said he's from Al-Huraqa. Huraqa means a burning fire. He said that his homeland is Hurratun Nar. Hurratun Nar refers to the heat of fire. My dear viewers over the Nation Channel. And he said that this is located in Zatul Laza, which again refers to flames. And due to these things, everything he mentioned was in relation to fire, to flames, to heat. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Hazrat Umar radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu said that your people are on fire. Everything around them, the entire village was evolved around what? I'm referring to their names. The names of all of them referred to something which was in relation to fire. Allahu Akbar, really. And in fact, there's another story. So this is one which is, you could say, quite a bit to the extreme side. You know, something you've never heard of before, something that hardly or rarely ever happens. But inshallah, I will give you another example. First, let's listen to the hadith sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, the daily hadith. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, inshallah, in today's daily hadith, I will be sharing a hadith in regards to a beautiful sunnah narrated on the authority of Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala an, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, لولا أن أشك على أمتي لأمرتهم بالسواك عند كل صلاة. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, had I not found it difficult upon my ummah, I would have instructed, I would have commanded them that they use the miswak for every salah. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, from this hadith we can understand how much importance and emphasis has been made upon using the miswak. Alongside there being many hygienical and medical benefits of using the miswak, the greatest virtue of using the miswak, of course, is that it is the sunnah of Rasulullah and it pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, the miswak, it pleases the Rahman and it displeases the shaitan. Using the miswak, it graces an individual with the presence, with the company of the angels. And through using the miswak, one is able to elevate his status in Jannah. Also, the miswak aids a person in the pangs of death. And the salah which is performed after using the miswak, its reward is also multiplied by 70. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, why don't you also make the intention to use the miswak? Now, how do we use the miswak? When do we use the miswak? To learn about all these manners and many other Madani pearls in regards to miswak, I encourage you to read the booklet of written by Sheikh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya entitled Blessings of Miswak, which can be purchased at your nearest Maktabatul Madina, or alternatively you can download it on the website of Dawat Islami. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the privilege of being able to make use of this beautiful miswak and ultimately act upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the effects that names have on individuals, names have on people. And subhanAllah, today inshallah we shall also be hearing about, you know, a problem in our society. And this is a great problem in our society because many people are keeping various names. And our problem, my dear viewers, is that we wish to keep such a name which has never been kept before, which somebody has never heard of. What is the reason for this, my dear viewers? Is it just for people to say, oh, wow, you know, that's a new name, that's a brilliant name? How is this going to benefit us? We should keep such names which pertain or which are closely related to our religion. The first name we should keep, imagine, in fact, the scholars state that for all boys, that you should give them the name Muhammad. This is for blessings. Why? Because it has been stated that on the day of judgment, it shall be announced Muhammad can enter paradise. And those people who are named Muhammad, they shall also be able to enter paradise, my dear viewers. Secondly, that's the best of names, subhanAllah. And in fact, there's a hadith sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the best of names is Abdullah and Abdurrahman. If you are to keep the word Abd with the name, then the best is Abdullah and Abdurrahman. And my dear viewers, when you name a child, who has the first right? The first right the father has. The father has the first right to name the child. And then if he allows, and he should also take into consideration what the other people also say. But what's important is for you to also contact a scholar. For you to contact a scholar to ensure that the name you are using is a name which is in or which is congruent to the Sharia. It's not something which is not allowed, something which is impermissible or unlawful. Yes, there are such names which are haram, for example, Rahman, you know, Abdul Uzza, these sort of things, my dear viewers, are completely not allowed. So the only way and the best way, you see, nowadays what we do is a lot of people Google things, and they see that on Google the meaning of a name is, it's fine, but in this dialect, in this language, and in another language, if you were to look at it, it has a very, very bad meaning, my dear viewers. So we should consider Arabic as the center. Why? Because this is the language of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is the language of the Quran. It is the language of the grave. This is the language, my dear viewers, of Madinah Channel. Very, very important. So we should give preference. We shouldn't think, oh yeah, this has a good meaning, and it's in another language, my dear viewers. No. We should, in fact, rather than looking at general names, we should look, what did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam name children? Hazrat Imam Hassan radhiyallahu anhu, when he was born, Hazrat Ali named him Harb. Harb means warfare. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Bal huwa Hassan. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he is called Hassan. His name is Hassan. Hassan means good. And then again, the second child was born. Hazrat Ali says, you know, I named him Harb. You know, why have you called him, O Ali? The Prophet asked. He said, I've called him Harb, ya Rasulullah. The second child too. It didn't work with the first one, maybe the second one. The Prophet ﷺ said, Bal Hussein. Now this one is called Hussein. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, this shows that we should keep good names. It is very, very important. We keep really the names people come out with, and then they try to give it a different accent to the name. It should be such a name where a person, he hears the name, he knows this person is a Muslim. You know, our features should be such that a person sees us, he knows this person is a Muslim. Our names should be such. Our character should be such, my dear viewers. The name is the first gift you are giving your child. Something they shall keep for the rest of their lives. My dear viewers, please give your children good names. Now, Allahu Akbar. MashaAllah, our Tabriz Bhai has joined us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, ya Sayyidi, how are you?
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal, mashallah, Mawlana Tabriz Sahib, jazakallahu khaira for joining us. Subhanallah, we've received you very late. I do apologize, Tabriz Bhai. Quick message, Tabriz Bhai, from yourself. In fact, not quick, you can take your time. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar, barakallah. Shukran, Mawlana Shahbaz Bhai, mashallah. You're having a very beautiful program on Madani Channel, and I believe your topic is regarding keeping beautiful names. And as far as the segment is concerned, in which we usually speak about a look at society, and this is a major problem in society, Mohasab, that actually when we name children, we name them funny types of names. You know, I will give you a recent incident in South Africa. A person had named his daughter something really unusual, and this girl had this daughter. She was a small baby, and at that time, at this little age of hers, she was seeing weird stuff like jinns and shayateen around her all the time. She would cry. They came with Tawizat Tariya department many a times. I referred them, and but the problem was.
So this is an incident you personally experienced too.
Yes, Shabazz, I personally experienced this. And we could not get to the bottom of this problem as to why can't she see animals around her in various forms, and she could see jinns around her. She would be panicked, and she was a very scared girl. So anyways, alhamdulillah, the seniors basically looked into this matter, and then they realized that the name that she had was the name of a jinn. It was a scary, spooky jinn's name.
Allah.
And due to which, when they changed the name of the baby, alhamdulillah, this problem had stopped.
Subhanallah.
So from this we learn that whenever we keep names as you mentioned, mashallah, like Abdurrahman and Abdullah, all these names are nice. And also in society we have this problem where they call, just by the sifat of Allah, saying Rahman, Rahim, Kareem bhai, we say all of this. And yes, we're supposed to say abd. Adding the word abd is important. And what's worse than that also, Shabaz bhai, is that we, in our society, we shorten the names by making ismi tasghir. If somebody's name is just Muhammad, for example, and they shorten even the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I don't want to say it on air, on Madini channel, you know, with respect I'm saying this, that it's so hard to see that the name is shortened, and at times the business is advertised by the shortening of name. You know, you come to this business and it is this name, and they shorten the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is not allowed at all, Shabaz bhai, and it gives a very bad impression, a totally bad impression, especially when you call people with nicknames. If somebody is thin, they call him thinny. If somebody is fat, they call him fatty, for example. If somebody has an eye problem, then they call him by the defect that he has on his face. And this is a widespread problem in our society. The youngsters these days here like calling people by nicknames or by shortening the names. If we only understand the virtue and the blessings of keeping names, mashallah, as you said, mashallah. So, by the way, this is actually from amongst hukukul ibad, to name and to give the child a good name. It is part of the haq, or it is the haq and the rights of the baby and the child that he may receive a good name. So, alhamdulillah, you presented many ahadith in regards to this, Shabaz bhai. And if only we can make amal and practice these madani pearls that you have mentioned, mashallah. One hadith of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, on the day of judgment, two people will be presented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will be taken to Jannah. Upon this, they will be astonished and amazed, and they will say, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, which deed has made us deserving of paradise? We haven't performed good deeds in the dunya. So what amal and action have we done that we are going to Jannah? We have not done any good such deed leading us to paradise. So Allah Azza wa Jal will say, enter paradise. I have vowed that anyone whose name is Ahmad or Muhammad will not enter hell. Allahu Akbar. This in itself is a hadith, and for us to realize that what blessing the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has. So with this intention, the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should also name our children as well after the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And yes, Shabaz, by lastly, I would like to say that we have taken the name of these great personalities such as Abu Bakr, Umar, and Hudhaifa, alhamdulillah, the name of the Sahaba Ikram, Ridwanullahi Ta'ala, Alim Ajma'in. Our sisters have taken the name of Fatima, Umm Kulsum, Ruqayya, the name of the Sahabiyat, radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. But we have actually not taken the character, Shabaz bhai. We have taken the name with good intentions, but we have left the characteristics aside. If Allah, only we can take 1% of the character, it will make so much of sense. It's called ism ba musamma. You've taken the name as well as the character as well of the personality. So this will bring about a great change in our lives, inshallah, Zawajal. And keep names that are meaningful, because the name of a child plays a major role in the character of the child. If the name is too heavy, it can play a big role. If the name is too light, and like the name of the child is the child turned out to be, or molds himself in the direction or in the wazan and the weight of that name that he is given.
MashaAllah. So, Reza, really, you've probably given us 5 minutes, so MashaAllah, those 5 minutes felt like an entire hour. Not that they were boring, but MashaAllah, the information, the brilliance of them, MashaAllah, with Tabriz, by Allah, our Mawlana Tabriz Sahib, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly bless you. But if it was to be honest, we've not mentioned much. There's actually so much to be said, but we can just say as much as time allows us. Undoubtedly, time always will get the better of us, Madhavi was. Continue to keep this on your mind, that you must send salutations upon the greatest of mankind. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine.